and more. Sponsored by the Institut International de Lancy, an education for life at IIL.
Today, I thought we'd take a look at a subject that can be baffling, yet it's a big decision in the life of a school student. We're not talking about what subjects to take here. We're taking a step back to discuss what diplomas. Now, there are three diplomas I'm going to talk about today. The French baccalaureat, known as Le Bac, the international baccalaureate, known as the IB, and the Swiss maturité, known as the Matu. The Bac, the IB, and the Matu are all totally different diplomas, so today we'll be comparing them from the perspective of somebody who's totally new to all of this. That's my perspective. So I'm clearly not the pro here, but I do have two on hand, both from IIL, the International Institute in Lancy, in Geneva, where they offer all three of these different diplomas. Introducing my specialists this morning, Yannick Jacquem is the head of French secondary. He's been at IIL for 13 years and head of French secondary for 5 years. He's here as a specialist for the French Bac and the Swiss Matu. Also, Marie Galmiche is the head of English secondary. She's been at IIL for 6 years, 1 year as head, and she's been deputy head for the 5 previous years. She's our pro for all things IB related. Let's start with Yannick. I first asked how he came to specialise in the Bac and the Matu programmes specifically. Here's Yannick.
Basically, I'm French. I was taught all my scholarship in France with a French baccalaureate. And then I was first a literature teacher in the French system. That's how I've learned to know it. And then I moved to Switzerland in an international school, IIL. And as I am in Switzerland, I've learned to know the maturité. Also, when I was a teacher, I did assessment for maturité in literature. So that's how I've started to know maturité.
And Marie, the same to you. Why specifically have you gone down the route of the international baccalaureate or the IB?
I used to be a language teacher because before I was working here at IIL, and I believe that the IB is a very good program that opens doors to our students here. So this is why we propose the IB, and I really believe that it's a very good program.
Let me start then. Marie, I'm going to stay with you. What's the most obvious difference, do you think, between the French baccalaureate and the international baccalaureate? Let's stay on the baccalaureates for the moment.
So the big difference is, I think, that the IB is a two-year program, whereas the French Bac is a three-year long program. So that's the most significant difference.
That's a huge difference. Does that mean then that in the French Bac people go into it younger, or does it mean that they end up coming out of it a year older?
They would start 1 year younger.
Ah, so it's really much more condensed. And Yannick, is that the most obvious difference to you, or do you have other glaringly obvious differences when you think of the French Bac?
Yeah, the core is also different, not as different as it is with maturité, but the core subjects are larger in the French baccalaureate. We have seven core subjects per year, and in the IB there are three. So that means that it's a little bit different, because then the options in the IB are six, and in French baccalaureate there are three.
Yannick, quick question, and this may be a very silly one, but is the French baccalaureate only taught in the French language?
Basically, it is taught in French, but you can have some option, not in Switzerland, unfortunately, but you can have some options that provide a bilingual French baccalaureate in English or in Spanish or in Italian in link with a different government, but not in Switzerland, unfortunately.
Ah, and Marie, what are the official languages that you can take the IB in?
So the IB has actually three main languages. You can have English, French and Spanish, but now the IB is expanding the possibilities also to do other languages. For example, you can do an IB in German, but for example, in our school, English would be the main language, but you can as well do, for example, a bilingual IB or an advanced bilingual IB. So you can have as well lessons taught in French, for example.
We just started to touch on the core subjects, the things that you have to take with each. Let's talk a bit more about that. What are the core subjects for the IB? Let's start with that one.
So in the core subjects, you will have to do a CAS, Creativity Action Service. You have to volunteer. You have to show continuity in, for example, sports or in helping other students, younger students, for example. You have as well to take a course called TOK, Theory of Knowledge, and you have to write an extended 4,000-word essay that you write during the 2 years of the program. And apart from the core, you have six subjects that you have to choose. And we have many different options for those six subjects.
Is it very much maths, English, science? Is it very much the sort of subjects that I would have known and taken as A-levels? There you go, that's the system that I went through. Is it those sort of core subjects?
Yes, we do have this, but of course we have lots of possibilities. What you have to do in the IB, you have to choose one subject per group. So for example, you have to take one literature, or you can take two, minimum one. Then you have to take another language. You have to take at least one math course, one science course, one humanities, and one art course. But if you don't want to get specialized in art, for example, you can take another subject in the last group, another subject from the group 1 to 4. So you could do, in the end, you can take two sciences, for example, or you can take another language. It's possible as well. So the IAB has many options, and you can actually choose options that you are good at, subjects that you're good at, or you can choose subjects that you will need for your future studies, for example.
Absolutely.
So the IAB gives you a huge flexibility, but of course you still have some subject that you have to do. You have to do a math course, but you have choices between different math course.
And Yannick, it sounds like the French baccalaureate does also have obligatory subjects in the same way. What are the subjects that students can choose from?
So the core is history and geography, science, French, philosophy, PE, moral and social education, some kind of PSHE, and two foreign languages, plus research work that you will develop in an oral assessment. But then you can also have specialties, what you call specialties. So it's obligatory optional matters such as arts, math, biology, physics, history and geography, but you will go deeper than in the core. French and philosophy, again, you will go deeper. Economics, IT, and some other subjects like that. You have 12 you can choose, but the student will just choose three of them.
I'm getting a sense of the differences between the different baccalaureates, the French and the I, the international. So finally, let's move on to the Swiss Mathieu. What do you need to know about that one? Does that one still also have obligatory subjects, core subjects in a very similar way?
Yeah, there's a huge core in the Swiss maturity, much more than in IB or in French, because you have biology, chemistry, physics, history, geography, visual arts, three languages, including two national ones, math, and also an extended essay. So yeah, there's a huge core in the maturity.
The question for both of you, do exams, coursework and homework exist in all of the systems?
Yes, it does exist. For the IAB, for example, the exams are taken at the end of the second year. The IAB is a two-year program, so the exam will take place in May, June, but the coursework is taking place during the 2 years. And the coursework, may be interesting to know that it's 20% of the final grades. So the coursework is assessed by the teachers and also externally. It could be internal assessments. It could be, for example, an art exhibition for students taking art, or oral exams.
And Yannick, how does it work for the Swiss Mathieu? Is that kind of the same?
For the Swiss Mathieu, it's 100% exams.
That is a significant difference, actually. Okay,
yeah.
I have a question for both of you then when it comes to the different systems that you look after. What is a good grade? Now, for example, for A-levels, you might leave with an A and a B and a C. What does the grading system look like for the IB, the French BAC and the Swiss Mathieu? Can you give us a kind of example of what you'd be aiming for in each?
The IB has a maximum of 45 points. You have six subjects, and in each of the subjects, you can reach 7 points. So 7 times 6 makes 42. You can get 3 extra points from the core. From the core that you're doing, that every child has to do. So you can have a maximum of 45 points. Of course, if you reach 40 plus points, you can have access to top universities around the world. But you need to know that to pass the IB, you need 24 points. So with 24, you pass the IB, but you don't have as many choices as you could have if you have 38, 40 plus points. A good grade would be to get at least 6 or 7 out of 7 in the high level subjects.
Okay, so for the French back, grades are out of 20. So you need a general average of 10 out of 20 to pass the exam. An excellent result would be something like 13 out of 20. That's what we call mention très bien. This grade is built by specialties for 42%. So specialties have a certain weight in the final result. For maturity, grades are out of 6, so you need a general average of 4 out of 6 to pass the exam. But there's a poor compensation between the grades, so that means that you need to perform in each subject to pass the exam.
What other considerations might we have to make other than, are you good at the core subjects for each of the different systems? How about what happens when it comes to choosing a university, or if you want to go to a college in the US, for example? Do certain countries require that you take one or the other? Is one of the systems better than another?
It's very important to know that the three diploma are worldwide recognized. So if you do an IB, you can study everywhere. You can study around the world, you can pick a university. It's always according to the amount of points that you reach in your diploma. But it's important to know that with an IB, you can study in France, for example, and with the French BAC, you can also study outside of France. It's the same with the Swiss maturité. If you know already that you would like to study in Switzerland, we would, of course, encourage the student to do the Swiss maturité. If you know you would like to study in France, it makes sense that you do the French BAC, but it doesn't have to be like that. If you don't know, when you choose your path, if you don't know where you want to study later, it's not a problem, because all three diploma open doors to the entire world.
Do you think that having the IB, having more focus on coursework, is an advantage or a disadvantage?
I think it's an advantage because it's something that is assessed during the 2 years, and it's not 100% only the exams at the end of the 2 year program.
Yeah, it's the same with French baccalaureate now. With the new French baccalaureate, you have 40% of the grades that come from coursework, which was not the case in the past. So yeah, it's a way of secure the scholarship of the student.
Is there anything that you would like to ask parents to consider or like them to look out for?
One thing is certain, for maturity, you need to be 100% to be able to finish your scholarship in Switzerland. I think there are a few schools who prepare examen suisse de maturité from outside Switzerland, but not so many, and not everywhere. So that's it has to be considered when you choose one or the other exam. Then, yeah, it's a little bit a question of style of scholarship. What you want? How do you imagine the future? What you wish? But again, in the end, there are three good diploma.
Wow, I have learnt a lot about these three diplomas. I really did not know much about them at all. Many thanks to my special guests for having the patience to explain them to me. Yannick Jacquem is the head of French Secondary, and Marie Galmiche is the head of English Secondary, both from IIL, the Institut International de Nancy, explaining the French Baccalaureate, the International Baccalaureate, and the Swiss Maturité. If you're surprised to hear that IIL have the Swiss Matu available, well, that's okay. You're right, it is new for them. They've only had the IB and the French BAC available until now. Their first semester of Swiss Matu students will start this coming September. You can jump onto their website to find out more at iil.ch and attend one of their open days to find out more as well. If you have any questions, send them in. We'll pass them on. This has been Learn More.
Learn more. Sponsored by the Institut International de Lancy. An education for life at IIL.